Seb Ross, not too far away from the Saints. Saints supporters would be very, very pleased with his year. Perfect 10 votes for him from the coaches in the association votes for this week too, for the game against the Kangaroos on Friday night. He's done that a few times. Sebastian, time to find out the latest in the world of the AFL. And there's only one man you want to do that on a Thursday morning. I want to talk to him about the latest. It is Scotty Gallen. He's got a national platform these days. He's a journalistic guru. And he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Morning, Scotty.
Morning, Daniel.
AFL X. Oh, what the hell's going
it's
on?
It's an Adam White special, this isn't
what is
he's
it?
He's been talking about it for years.
He's got a T-shirt on with it already. He embraces change.
Yes. What's
better than anyone I know. It is. I can tell
him. That's a lie, by the way.
I know it is. There's 7 aside, 3 on the bench, played on a soccer field, 10-minute quarters. Mm. That's the basic. What they're planning to do is that wonderful week where everyone said Footscray won the flag because it was a week off.
Yes.
The teams that don't play finals will be given an incentive, Flem, yeah, i.e. cash, to play these exhibition games to try and get momentum.
After Mad Monday.
Yes.
Yep.
So it's not a bad idea. I mean, there is no football on that weekend. They have the EJ Witten thing, I think.
Yep.
So if you're going to have a crack at it, this is the time. So there'll be a few guys on the list from number 35 to 40 running around in nice fancy X jumpers.
We're going to try and track down Simon Lethland too today if we can to talk more about it, because I'd like to know the end game, what the end goal is.
Oh, Olympics, for like 3-on-3, clearly. It's Olympics.
Olympics. I don't know about the sport. I like the shortening of game time, like T20 cricket. I don't like the shortening of players on the field. I don't know how that develops your game.
Well, Whitey, this is very similar to your career, illustrious career in indoor football. It sounds to me this is very indoor football-ish.
Decorated career.
Sorry, decorated.
Yeah, well, we used to play that out at Altona on 5 tennis courts, indoor centre. And it was, I think it was 8-on-8. And it's sort of very little contact, though. And it was played on synthetic grass.
Good like skills.
It was all about skills. And
I like good skills.
Yeah, it was a great game. But what worries me about this AFLX, I don't think the concept is too bad. It's worth having a look at. But when does it get to a point where there's too much football? If you've got the women's competition through, say, February as it is and into March, and then all of a sudden AFLX, which might become a summer-type sport, does there get to a point where there's too much?
Well,
if you're going to try and saturate it for 12 months of the year, the AFL brand, does it get to a point where you actually need some oxygen and not have it for a while?
No, well, they don't think that.
What's the incentive, Scotty? Is it cash? Or?
I think they're going to have to pay their way to get clubs interested to start with.
Because when you're finished, you want to go.
Well, of course you do.
And if you need surgery, let's get it done.
But you know, you only need 10 players, so you'd be lucky to get one star and a few of the Resi boys in there just to run around. I mean,
which goes again. Well, how's the interest level then?
Well, the interest is on because it's so weird and new, and it'll be intriguing.
Okay.
And then hopefully, I think you're right, it'll be a summer sport, even though they've got the women's will be going there as well. So, I don't know. It's just the AFL thinking they need to add another layer to our, you know, there must be the desire out there.
It depends on, to your question, Whitey, it depends on the coverage and the accessibility from a media and general public perspective, because the AFL 9's competition is quite a big competition nationwide in the summer, in the off-season, but you don't read about it in the paper, you don't see it on the telly, people are playing it. It's a participation thing. I don't know whether or not AFLX is supposed to be just a participation exercise or it's supposed to be a opportunity to broadcast and get more revenue.
I reckon it's more a Fox Footy summer type thing or a Fox Sports type thing. That
the NRL do the, what's this?
They do the Nines.
And that's a big
Auckland
deal
Nines.
And a lot of cash.
But that's only a weekend. That's like one weekend pre-season.
But it could be a situation where players that have retired become
here we go.
Part of this.
Oh, I'm back in the game here.
That would
boots are out.
That'd provide a bit more interest.
Yeah.
Names.
So, like, I'm thinking
the half at All Stars.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, that sort of.
Imagine Boomer with all that space.
Yeah,
he's running everywhere.
Yeah. I'm not playing on him.
You could start. You could start actually forming teams. Go the complete opposite to Big Bash and actually have like a State of Origin, but not a State of Origin, but it's, Victoria, South Australia, WA,
State of Origin,
Tasmania. You have an 8-team competition involving the states, and it's played in summer. Using some of the older players.
Well, you wouldn't be able to use the current players through that
through that period, you wouldn't think.
No.
Okay, right. Well, we'll try and track down the footy operations manager for the
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm saying I'm thinking that...
Yeah, you're a visionary. That's what we love about you. Gary Ablett isn't a visionary, but he's a fantastic player. He plays game number 300 this week. Scotty, has we been sort of missing this
story? I think we do. I mean, and Whitey's big on this, that he's off Broadway, and this is a classic case of that. I mean, he's one of, well, some people say, the best player of all time, possibly. And 300 games... is a phenomenal achievement, and he's just going to slide into Etihad Stadium with, I don't know, 20,000 people if you're lucky, and get it done. So it's a bit of a shame, and hopefully he'll be back on Broadway next year with the Geelong Football Club.
It's a combination of him wanting to be off Broadway as well.
Yeah,
he didn't want the fanfare this week in the build-up to his game. That's one of the reasons I think he's at the Gold Coast, is that he is off Broadway. It's just a question of whether that will be the case next year, which I'm sure it won't be.
So it goes to the question that needs to be asked then. If he's happy to be off Broadway at the Gold Coast and then no fanfare for a milestone like 300, considering his status in the game, as you say, Scotty, he's going to certainly be back on the main stage of the number one theatre at Broadway next year if he goes to Geelong. So it's an amazing transformation in terms of what he wants to get out of the game, or what he wants, how he wants to be received in the game.
Well, I think though it's sharing that limelight though. When you've got Dangerfield and Selwood down there, that's not all about Gary. He can just slot in and be part of it, as opposed to being the main man.
Imagine he's 350th at Simmons Stadium. Scotty?
That would be a little bit larger.
I suggest that
will happen.
Book
too.
That in for 2019, mate.
Correct.
Well, you know Gary, Scotty. I'd certainly much better than anyone in here.
Very well. No, what? I wouldn't say that. But, no, he's always been... A guy like Gary is always says hello to you. Very, very polite, remembers your name. Now, Gary Ablett doesn't have to remember my name. Like, I had a bit to do with him at Geelong. But things like that, Flem, you just deal with people like this. That's a big tick for me.
Yep.
Superstars like that come over, have 10 seconds of your time. But that's always what Gary's been like. And I think what he's been through, I think people, if you peel back, and not everyone understands what the family background is, and it's been tough, for him to succeed against all the odds, it is an unbelievable story. Like, you hear over in the NBA, and they all grew up in the hood, and all they're celebrated the way those guys have, you know, made it big. Gary Ablett's story, he's had the hardest road of anyone, I would argue.
Intriguing upbringing.
And we'll never know, because he'll never talk about it. And, you know, Gary Ablett Sr., you'll never get the real story out of all that. But it's a phenomenal effort.
Well, he's a phenomenal player, and he's a great achievement. And it would be nice if the Saints fans are out there to watch their boys. And we'll talk to Seb Ross about that shortly. But also to acknowledge the impact that Gary Ablett's had on the game. I'd like to see few people just pop in to see Gary that perhaps wouldn't have gone. Saints fans.
Yeah.
Okay.
One
of the greats. Why not?
Why not? We've got plenty to talk about with you, but we need to get to Seb Ross after the break, Scotty. So just hold fire on all the other things you got on that list. I know.
How much does he look
plenty
at all their lists? Oh, I know. To talk about is Scotty.
Here we are. There's a very good topic on that list.
Oh,
there's a couple of good ones.
There's a couple of good ones. As far as I'm concerned.
Yes, there is a very good cricket one.
Oh, Willie, that's the question.
Willie. Well, we'll do that later on after the break. Seb Ross from the Saints will join us on The Breakfast Club on RSN 927.
Yo, ha!
The highlight of the morning, without a doubt, Trent Langscar just doing a bit of rap for us ahead of the release of his new album from the Tab. We'll find out more as it's released. Scotty Gallen's still with us on The Breakfast Club for all the latest news in the AFL. You're still taken aback by that, Scotty.
Nick Quinn needs to match that tomorrow morning, I'd suggest.
I don't think he can. It's going to be very difficult to match that. You know what happens when you go through your pockets sometimes? You find things that have been there for a long time.
It's like a Tab ticket.
No, it's not. It does look like a Tab ticket. It's not. 8 Granny Smith medium apples, 3 stalks of rhubarb, 1 roast chicken, pouring cream, and double thick cream. That was my list about 4 months ago for an apple crumble type situation.
Yeah, tell you what, I didn't. Was it?
And the chicken
really,
is delicious.
I got to be excited at those ingredients.
I haven't got it with me, and there's
would
no.
Did you have
here
that with custard or ice cream?
No, ice cream. Not
ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream all over that.
Yeah.
Are you a vanilla custard man?
I'd be putting both on.
Yes, you would.
This is not a shock.
Scotty, let's get back to the news, because there's plenty going on. Now, the Hawks are going to Adelaide tonight. They're going without Jager. Are they going to be without Jager for the rest of the season? Perhaps rest of forever?
Well, this is classic. We talk about club giving out messages. It was at the bottom. It was the last mention in a medical report earlier in the week. Oh, by the way, the Jager bomb's gone again. So
just a hiccup.
What do you do? He needs a mini pre-season. Is there time? You probably put him out to pasture and just slowly build him up for next year, really. I mean, they're not going to play finals. Is he going to learn much by coming... Sorry, Flem, I've just made an outrageous statement.
Bombshell.
Should have seen the gasp on him.
So, does he benefit from playing the last three games? I'm not sure.
Interesting, Alistair Clarkson was saying yesterday, it was talking about that point in Adelaide, talked about the fact that, yes, he thinks it is. There is value that he needs to play footy. This boy needs to play footy. Be it at the AFL level, be it in the VFL.
Box play Hill.
A couple of games, if he's right, to play a couple of games in the VFL. I'd be surprised if that happened.
Get him out there so they can trade him at the end of the year so he can still play.
No, there'll be none of that.
Is
invested.
Is Jager actually real? Is he actually ever done...
perfect specimen.
But he's actually ever spoken outside talking on the Hawthorne website?
Is this a Spencer White theory?
Spencer White?
We never quite thought he was actually a legitimate player or a person. It's just his name that kept bobbing up.
He's like that kid at Carlton this year, that Harry
Mackay.
Yeah, he doesn't exist either.
Put Courtney Johns in there and you've got the three tall forwards.
Yes, but Alistair Clark's interesting yesterday saying that he would like him to play if he's right to go.
That makes sense.
My theory is he doesn't play for the rest of the year.
If there's any risk whatsoever, if you can't play.
If you've come
the
this
only
far,
way, or if he feels so good, 100%, give it another week, to have two good games, injury-free, you finish the season, you go, I'm right, I just need a good pre-season, then you play.
Yeah.
Because if you don't play at all this year, there's still the doubt, isn't there? Will it ever be right?
But this is the point, that does there come a situation where they've got to say, you know what, we've actually got to work out whether you can do it anymore. And even Jager might need to work it, because are they going to waste time in putting a whole lot of rehab into a guy that actually will never play again? They're going to work that out.
I don't think
it's that
dramatic at this stage.
I think they're going to keep on the list for this year.
It is 3 years he hasn't played football properly.
But they sold the farm to get him, so they're not going to...
Correct.
This is just a car crash.
It's
not over yet.
After this draft is gone and we sit down and figure out what they gave up. Oof.
Well, do they need to give up much to get Dusty? Because Dusty's a free agent, restricted free agent.
Well, they're going to have the money, obviously.
Gary Bacanaro's touted this. He suggested that this is a play that might be on the books.
Oh, well, Hawthorn are into... Then they've shown...
Well, if they get Martin and Lever... We're talking finals.
And Casbot. We'll get Casbot.
We're talking finals.
Yes, big Levi's holding.
And Fife. And he's going to Hawthorn as well. They've got a war chest.
Look, they have a precedent of landing who they want to land, and they generally help them win flags. But Jager hasn't quite done that. I'm not sure. They're going to have the cash. But whether... Do you leave Richmond to go to Hawthorn if you're Dusty? I say no.
I would say no too.
Do you leave Richmond to go to North?
I don't think Dusty should be leaving.
Exactly.
I'm very happy for Dusty to stay. I think it'd be the right call for him for his career.
Totally.
Pay packet.
And you'd think that's
Sydney Swans.
Why would you go to Sydney?
Well, that's the one. They'll pay overs and you get into the buddy. You're out of the mix. No one harasses you.
But they couldn't.
That's the sell for Sydney.
Will they have to get rid of Tippett to afford a Martin?
Well, Sydney have a way of finding cash reserves. Oh. But I think they'd be keen to someone to take Kurt, but they'd have to pay half his contract.
Yeah.
People aren't going to take on Kurt's contract.
No.
So a straight swap for Dusty might not happen.
Speaking of key forwards, are you going to see Josh Kennedy at any stage soon from the West Coast Eagles?
The rumours in the West was it's Achilles, not just a regulation calf strain.
Which we thought at the time. Yes. And then we were told by the Eagles, no, just a calf concern.
And then he's on their club website, I think.
He was.
Spinning, it's the calf. So that instantly means it's an Achilles.
But this is...
instantly means it's an Achilles.
And I don't want to harp on this because it happens all the time and people get sick of us talking about the media versus the clubs and all this sort of thing. But this is the reason why the media get frustrated.
Correct.
Because they put Jager O'Meara on the Hawthorn website and no one can ask him a question, find out the real story and the case with Josh Kennedy. There's rumours circulating that he's hurt his Achilles. He's going to be out for at least a month. They put him on the club website and he just says, yeah, Might not play this week, but should be okay for next week.
It's a good impersonation, not as good as this one.
Calf's thrown along really good. Back to normal running today, which is quite handy. And got my running session out of the way and felt really good. There was no pain or no restrictions anywhere. Starting to get into a few leads and all that stuff. So I'll do a bit more training on Friday. But, probably not going to be playing this week. But in terms of progression, the way the calf's been going, everything's on track and there's been no setbacks or anything like that. So it's been good. Progressing forward and looking forward to hopefully ticking some stuff off next week.
That's a very good impersonation of Josh Kennedy from the West Coast Eagles.
The spin leading up to last week's game against Geelong was he could play, could play, could play.
Yeah.
Josh has just told us he hadn't run till yesterday.
It suggests he mightn't be back for a little while yet.
But that was like Luke Beveridge. He said Bob Murphy, really, good chance to play this week. And then Bob Murphy had said an hour or so before the game, probably two weeks away. But this is the problem, that's the job of the media is to try to work out exactly what is going on.
23 past 8 on a Thursday morning. Looks like it's going to be a fairly decent day too in the best city in the world. As we look out the window here from the 8th floor, Elizabeth Street. Scotty Gullen's with us from the Herald Sun for all the latest news in footy. And we've got a footy cricket story here.
Yes.
Because the future of Will Sutherland.
Much hot.
Much hot, highly touted.
That's the word, yes.
Young talent in both codes, both sports, is very much up in the air. Flem,
you... The son of James Sutherland, who's the CEO of Cricket Australia at the moment.
Do you reckon Will can negotiate a deal for pocket money with his old man?
Whether James is waiting, what Will decides. If he goes football, he's not going to give a lot to the players.
What's the go, Scotty? What do we know about his future, this boy? He's very talented.
Yeah, the Teal Cup or the Under-18 Championships are on this weekend, I think. So he's going to play for Vic Metro and he plays school footy and all talk is...
Scotch College?
Yeah, he's a very... Flem, you know him better than I, but he's 195. He's a good size.
195, captain the Australian Under-19s, played some district cricket for Paran and did well.
Yes.
So he is one of the most talented cricketers going around. But football-wise, not playing TAC Cup.
Play school, but this will...
On the back of already impressive performances last year as a year 11, straight out of the Australian Under-19s, kicks five for Scotch and gets him over the line in the last quarter. So my gut feel is for a person like that, I think almost football would be the first go. I think you can go back to cricket.
You've got an example when you're of that, older. Haven't you?
Well, we had Alex Keith a few years
ago.
Who did it the wrong way. So he's still on a Crows rookie list. He's now 27. I reckon it's unlikely. Yeah. Whereas someone like Alex Carey, who's the wicketkeeper, has been picked on the Australia A tour to South Africa, went drafted, tried out the Crows, didn't make it. And 22... He's back in the Australian cricket pathway.
That's the blueprint, I reckon.
It is going to be an extraordinary story, Half, that Alex Carey, I think he will be the next wicketkeeper for Australia. Spent 2 years on an AFL list, and no one even really knows that. And
no, I didn't know that.
Damien Fleming just told me.
Well, he's all over it.
But the pathway, is that the problem, Flem? The pathway in cricket?
Well, I think it is. Having young kids at the moment, just watching the way they go about it, and for footy, it's pretty clear. You know, you play school football if you're private school, and you play a bit of TAC Cup. If you're a public school boy and you're a gun footballer, well, you're in the system, and you sort of know at that under 18 level, which I think is still too young, but that's another issue. You know, at 18, you know where you're going, and you know the best opportunity getting drafted under 18 for cricket. I don't know what the cricket pathway is. Australian under-19, Victorian under-19, doesn't really kick you into a first-class career. It's, really, it's on the back of that all grade performances. But then how do you get to grade cricket, district cricket? Mm. The pathway is just not as clear.
Will Sutherland would know right now that he will get drafted. Like, people around him will be protecting him. But the bottom line is, like they're saying top 10. Even if he goes 60, it doesn't matter. The kid would know now, I could be on an AFL list next year.
Yep. I think it is the biggest issue in cricket in this country, and it is a major issue, the lack of a pathway program, an appropriate pathway program from 14, 15 or 16 to keep talented cricketers in the game of cricket and not be hijacked by AFL football. And this goes right back to the likes of Brett Delidio, Mark Murphy, etc., that once they get to 15, 16, they're effectively not allowed to play cricket because it's all about football and their career starts at 15 or 16. Well, cricket has got to get better, Flem, in making sure that the Australian under-19 captain stays in the sport.
Well, I was the Australian under-19 coach when I was at the Cricket Academy, and the under-17 championship I had to look at to pick the under-19s for 2 years' time. In my 16, Brett Delidio was probably a chance to make it, but he was virtually going number one in the draft. The three guys I did pick, Mark Murphy, who went number one the following year, Shannon Hearn, who went six, and a guy called Cleve Hughes, who went top 20.
Melbourne.
Played some games for Richmond, fast bowler from
Blonde
South Australia.
Blonde hair forward.
But really, there's four out of your 16.
Yeah.
The Sacker did really well. They gave Shannon Hearn a rookie contract, but it's just not the same.
And George Horland-Smith was captain of the Australian under-19 cricket team, and he's playing for Geelong, and he's probably ranked, what, 400 or 500 in Australian football?
Yep.
And he's making $300,000 to $400,000 a year playing football. And we're talking about an Australian under-19 cricket captain, and he didn't even contemplate cricket. It is a major issue. So when we're talking about
Will's
all this...
I think Will's first love is cricket.
Yeah, but why would you choose cricket
more, I just think strategy-wise, football's the...
But that's wrong, Flem. Yeah. And we're talking about all this money being discussed from a Cricket Australia and the ACA and all this sort of stuff. That's an issue, there's no doubt, but it almost needs a summit or something to work out from an identification point of view or from a career pathway point of view. How can cricket keep cricketers that love their cricket in the game and not go, you know what, I love my cricket, but I, at 22, can be making $400,000 or $500,000 a year as an AFL footballer and just be an average footballer. Why would I choose cricket? That mentality has to change.
No, I agree.
If cricket's serious.
Well, the problem with cricket is there's not a lot of turnover. You look at the national team, how often do you get new blood introduced? You don't get the turnover, so you're not getting the opportunity, so you're not getting the pay packet. So why would you risk that? Why would you?
I mean, it's better than 15 years ago. Like, you can be the 100th best cricketer in Australia and you're making a decent wage, good wage. But you won't be playing for your country necessarily.
If you're top 25 or top 30 in an AFL club list, and there's 18 of those, so you only need to be top 540.
370 average wage.
I understand that, and I'm not suggesting
it's
easy.
It's almost risk-free for
370.
I'm not saying it's easy, Half, but we're talking about the captain of the under-19.
Yes, pinpointing that position.
So he's a very good cricketer, and Cricket Australia, you know what, we just can't compete. So it's just like, he's got to go because he's just not going to. It's not a smart call from Will to stay in cricket, and that's sad.
How do you reckon he'll tell his dad when he says, I'm out, Dad? Ooh. He might send a text or something.
I'll be interested to hear the report. There will be a lot of people there Saturday when he plays at Punt Road.
Wouldn't be much watching him play cricket for Parang.
He'll send Paul Marsh in to have that negotiation with his father.
Real worry for cricket.
Righto, Paul, just step in for me and help a brother out. And just quickly, Harley Bunnell on the comeback trail, is he?
Allegedly again. He's okay. Coming back.
Oh, that's good.
He's not going down the coaching path. I saw him coaching.
No, they've advised him that
that's good.
That's very funny.
That's funny. Flynn.
That he needs to maybe readdress his coaching philosophy and the state he's in when he coaches.
Just shame. God, he was good to go when he was flying.
Yes, we'd love to see that again.
I can't remember the last time we saw him. What is it, 2 years? Extraordinary.
Well, there's another one, yeah.
Jager O'Meara.
Another immense talent from the Gold Coast that perhaps...
What are they doing up there at the Gold Coast?
They're back on track. They're back on track.
Yeah. No, what about the... Oh, okay.
Don't worry about past generation players. Worry about what's in front of you. Look through the windscreen, not the rearview mirror.